Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Desi is with me on the line today because, Desi, you got in touch. Tell us about the issue your parents are having.
First of all, can I say there's much more important things going on in the world, but the issue is customer care with Virgin Media. My mother is 81, my father's 84 with dementia. And just before the start of December, the boxes, Virgin Media boxes started acting up. And so my ma rang them. They couldn't get anybody out till January. So all of December, they had no Christmas, like the carols and all that, which my ma loves. No Christmas.
So no TV at all? Sorry, like no television at all, Desi, over Christmas?
And no phones. And no house phones.
Right. Go on.
And then when I rang up, straight away they wanted to talk to the bill payer on the phone. They wanted to talk to the bill payer. And trying to get me dad to speak, like, the man has dementia and he's senile. He's actually in hospital right now, not the woman from there, right? Now, my man's going home now to... They came out in January and they brought two new boxes and they said, oh, you need the new boxes. So that was, now we're not talking about, this is not about money. €105 my ma paid for the new boxes. The boxes didn't work. So now it's another 2.5 weeks without television. It comes on for 15. They might be sit down, watch a television program and have a few bangs on. And the only thing they have coming into the house is the Netflix and the broadband and all this. Now, my father was in the lifeboat, paid all his taxes. My mother pays her bills bang on time. She pays 65 a month to Virgin Media. And your man only got in touch with me 2 days ago. And that's the day my dad went into hospital to say, I'll be out in 20 minutes. And I went shopping. And my man died in the hospital. You know what I mean?
There's a couple of things. Despite, I suppose, the wait and getting, a technician or somebody out, it seems to be, Desi, it's the fact that you've had to pay for the new boxes.
Not about the money. More about them. The only way you can get through to Virgin Media when you have a complaint, right? First of all, they give you a listing of technicians. Mm-hmm. Bill, they want to talk about a bill. You could be on a half. Oh, it's been on that long that I had to recharge my phone.
Right.
The only way you can get through to them, probably take about 15 minutes, is when you go on to sales. Now, sales gets through to the technical department, and they say, oh, we'll send out the next qualified engineer. And the bloke that actually I was talking to says, it sounds like you got two wrong boxes. So would they not prioritise and send somebody else straight away to change the box?
Change the box, okay. Sinead Ryan, our consumer expert and presenter of The Home Show, Desi, is with us here today in studio.
Hello, Sinead.
Yeah. Hello, Desi. How are you? Hello, Andrea.
You have any solution?
Look, this is, it's two things here. It is the ongoing inexorable path towards, automation of everything. You can't get to speak to human beings. And then there's the customer service issue. Now, Virgin Media, no more than all of the communications companies, have often come in for opprobrium on this basis. Your top tip, by the way, Desi, to go through the sales is one I often use myself, mm-hmm. because you'll find all the staff on the ball there in that department.
Happy to sell,
yeah. And work your way back from there. Now, Virgin Media, for their part, like the other comms companies, do charge for equipment. In Virgin Media's case, it's €60 per new piece of equipment. And then there's usually a call-out fee. So I'm not quite sure where the 105 came from, because to my mind, it should be either 60 or 120. But anyway, I was on to Virgin Media for you.
I could have the amount wrong. I thought it's over 100. It could have been 100 for the two boxes.
Perfect. Yeah. That would make sense. And so I suspect you were charged 120, which is for two separate pieces of equipment, because they have a kind of a standard charge for that. And look, stuff wears out. It's all kind kind of finely tuned and highly electrical and all that kind of thing. Now, I was on to Virgin Media and I'm going to ask you to leave your details afterwards with the producer because they will look after you and they are going to take your details and, and give you a shout over
they'll
all
deal
of
with
this.
Desi directly.
And they'll deal with you directly. Now, like what I would say to you and indeed to other people is that sometimes these companies can be incredibly difficult to get through to. And there is an argument for two things. The first is to constantly look at if you're out of contract, so if you're out of your monthly kind of year's contract, is to actively look at switching because, like you said, all the new business people are on the ball, they're waiting for your call, they can't wait to get out to you. And there are other providers that do this, of course, Air, we have Sky, but also there's the possibility of Serview, and there are a lot of, I know, older people who are perfectly happy with that. You can get it with a combi box that you only pay once. It's about 200 quid. Yes, you need an aerial on the roof, but once those costs are paid, there is no further cost. And you get all of the terrestrial channels and you get a bunch of the UK channels. Now, you're not going to get your Netflix and you're not going to get your Apple TV, but for lots of people, they're happy enough with the offering that's there. And that, I would remind people, is still an option. The regulator in this area, and if it isn't sorted out for you, Desi, then the regulator in this area is ComReg. Now, they are one of the few regulators that have quite a big stick. And they are worth getting in touch with. If Virgin Media do not sort this out for you and get somebody out to you pronto and install it and then wait around while you test it and make sure that your parents can use it, and then I would not hesitate and pop in a complaint to ComReg. They will only take a complaint once it's been gone through the company and that you had that unsatisfactory experience.
Well, no, to be fair, Virgin have said they're going to give Desi a shout.
Yeah. And look, we'll see how you get on with that. And I'm hopeful that they will look after you. But for anybody else in the same situation, look, it can be very, very frustrating. And especially when you're
so
dealing
annoying.
With somebody else's account. And in fairness to Virgin Media, this isn't their fault. That bit of it isn't their fault. This is all our old friend GDPR, that you can't deal with parents' accounts or anybody else's account. Okay. My own solution to that, and I dare say I'm not the only one, is a little bit of impersonation never goes wrong. That's all I'd say.
Right, okay. Desi, listen, I hope that helps.
84, I cannot sound 84. But can I just add one thing that my mother and father have a panic alarm, right? And that goes through the internet. But the phones, they haven't had phones in the house since probably September, right? House phones. And when your man came out to do the boxes, he had a look at the back of the phone and he says, "Oh no, you have the wrong batteries in here." Now, I know that's wrong because we put two double A's in it. Put it in the cradle.
You put the right stuff in. And I can imagine the phone. Yeah, not having the phone.
Yeah,
is a worry.
And I know it is a worry, but I also know that the lead coming in, as far as I'm aware, and I'm by no means a techie, that's Jess Kelly for you. The lead that's coming in is what they need rather than the phone in itself. But I mean, look, they're the contractor, they're in charge of your TV and phone, and they are the ones now that have undertaken to fix it.
Desi, thank you very much for getting in touch with your issue today. And just, I want to say to you as well, Sinead's telling me here, make sure to leave your details with the team, Desi, and Virgin will get in touch with you. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com is the email address. Listener, Sinead, customer service in general, gone to the dogs. Yep. I rang my own phone provider 2 weeks ago, spent over an hour on the phone explaining the problem, kept getting passed from pillar to post, having to keep explaining it to different people every time. They said they called back 2 weeks, no word, can't get through to them. How do I escalate it?
See, it's phone companies, it's television companies, it's banks. It really is terribly difficult. And I don't know how hard this is and what the problem is. How you escalate it is to notify them that you are now going to take it to the regulator in whatever industry it is.
An email.
For media, that is ComReg. So sometimes the very mention of that and the threat of it is enough to say, oh, Janie, we'll escalate this up to a senior manager because we don't want that happening. So it's to find out who the regulator is. You can do that online. The state ombudsman takes cases against public bodies and most industries industries now have a regulator of their own. And if not, the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, will tell you what is the next step and where to go.
Couple of other quick questions, consumer related. Sinead, I got a voucher for Christmas, tried to buy something in the shop with it last weekend. I was told I can only use it online. Is that legal?
I haven't heard that. I would be very interested whether that's actually on the terms and conditions of the voucher, if there is a store in which the voucher can be used. Now, I mean, there's lots of online places where you can't, you know, there's no door to walk in. I've never heard that before. And I would be interested in having them point out to you on their website or on the terms and conditions of the voucher where it says that.
How can companies get away with upping the price of packages for current customers? But if you cancel and come back as a new customer, you get a cheaper deal.
Yeah, no, they
can't. They
can't really. So if you're in a contract for a provision of services, let's say broadband, for a 12-month period and it's €50 a month, and the price goes up for customers, because you're in a contract for a year, they must offer you exit out of that contract or keep it at the same price. So you've an option to exit the contract at any stage if the price goes up and you're within that year or that 2-year period.
Quick one, my flight was delayed for hours last week due to the storms. Will they contact me about compensation or will I chase them?
Good luck with that. I was one of those. I was flying back
from a European
destination and I got diverted to Shannon. Okay, so there's two things. And again, Andrea, because we do this a lot,
there are
two issues. The first is expenses and the other is compensation. Expenses is the money, the expenses you've incurred in trying to get back home when a flight is delayed or cancelled or whatever. You are automatically entitled to be rerouted now or at a later stage or get a refund for the flight. That's your statutory rights. If you end up booking another flight yourself or having to stay in a hotel or having to buy food during the long delay, you're entitled to those expenses back as long as they're modest enough. What you are not entitled to is additional compensation for the event that happened, because that comes under EU 261, this law that we all like. And it is usually applicable where it is the airline's fault that something has happened. So the airline just cancels the flight, doesn't tell you.
Or something,
Okay. And you're entitled to between 250 and 600 euros, depending on the length of the flight. But because Storm Isha was not the airline's fault, it comes under a clause called extraordinary circumstances. So there will be no compensation. But for your expenses, yes, the airline, and in fairness, they did drop an email to the person who made the booking to say, here is the form, fill out your expenses and we'll pay them.
Consumer expert Sinead Ryan. Sinead, thanks a million for joining us here at Lunchtime Live. And Desi, thank you for getting in touch with your story. I do hope you get that sorted.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.